The Steve Cochran Show presents The Kid of the Week.
God bless the child.
Kid of the Week sponsored by Ray and Raymond Chevrolet. Hey, before I get to that, speaking of kids, Lisa Word sent me a note and a beautiful blanket that she made for Abigail. It says, thank you for your level-headedness every morning. I enjoy the stories you share of your own family as well. When I hear you talk about Abigail Grace, makes me smile. I want to make a quilt of comfort for her to enjoy, even when you're not there. I hope you don't mind. I found the pictures on Facebook. No, of course not. Very nice.
So
very
nice.
Creative.
Yeah.
So thank you, Lisa Wirtz. Very nice of you. All right. Kid of the Week turns into Kid of the Year when Dave and Mary lock themselves in a room. And then eventually smoke comes out of the chimney. And I don't know if the color of the smoke matters, but that'll tell us that you've come up with a Kid of the Year.
Oh, that's a good idea, though.
Make one of those Duraflame logs of all sorts of different colors.
Yeah, I don't think you should close off the ventilation, though, when you do that.
No, especially if our heads explode.
2016 Kid of the Year will be awarded a $5,000 prize, courtesy of Ray Chevy in Fox Lake and Raymond Chevy in Antioch. And thanks week to week for your Kid of the Week submissions. You can go online at WGNradio.com/contest to submit your entry, and all the details are there. I would love to see, you know, I mean, we have so many great kids saving the world. And I'm not being flip at all. These are kids who are doing all sorts of unbelievably charitable things. But I would love to see regular kids just, you know, hey, I did Pokemon Go and I didn't get hit by a car. Probably doesn't rise to the occasion.
No.
But just kids doing simple stuff. You know, I helped my grandmother clean the garage, that type of thing. Whatever.
Having a lemonade stand, earning a little extra money.
I felt bad, man, on the weekend. I drove by a lemonade stand.
You didn't stop?
I couldn't.
Why?
It was on the other side of the road, and I was late for a tea time.
And you were looking for Pokemon?
Oh, come
on. I was playing Pokemon Go.
You got to stop and buy a lemonade.
I didn't have time. So I went by later with a kid, and I gave the kid
$100. Okay. I was going to say give him 10.
Guilt.
But
it's all about the guilt. Kid of the Week time now, and please join me in welcoming Chase Cranford to the program. Good morning, Chase. How are you?
I'm doing good. Steve, how are you?
I'm good. Nice to talk to you. Who is Nancy in your life?
Well,
here's the reason I ask. You were nominated by Nancy, Lane, and Vicky, and three separate people. So who are these people?
Well, you see, my parents, Chuck and Karen, mm-hmm. are friends with a lot of these people, and I get to know them through mutual social connections. But Coach Lane is actually a longtime soccer coach of mine.
Well, here's the thing, and Dave will back me up on this, and Mary Vandeveld and Sandberg, you will as well. And you know this with your godkids, too. When you have other people tell you how great your kid is, you know, not you bragging about your kid, other people tell you how great your kid is, that's a good thing. And then they take the extra step and they nominate them for Kid of the Week. I don't see the Ennett kids or the Cochran kids being nominated.
No.
Do you, Dave?
No, I don't.
Here's a story on Chase. Chase is a dedicated, hardworking team player. Is soccer your sport, bud?
Both soccer and lacrosse. I'm playing both of them at Monmouth College next fall.
Hey, good for you, man. He leaves it all on the field. It continues. In addition to his studies, he started to help the UP Foundation. What is that?
Okay, so I started the Helping UP Foundation in January of 2011.
Uh-huh.
It was a Relay for Life team for a year before that. I started it for my Uncle Pete. The UP actually stands for Uncle Pete.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, he passed away from prostate cancer in January of 2011, and he was basically like a second dad to me, so we were very close, and I saw the financial stress that he was dealing with during his cancer treatment and how it was affecting his bond with his family, and I just thought I could change that. I could do more beyond my Relay for Life team that I had for a year.
You thought that at 14?
I was 12 at the time, I believe.
Wow. Very impressive, man. I just mentioned I'm proud of you.
Well, we went on to start a foundation. We've had it for a couple of years now. We always do this big event, the Shaler Scramble. And it is at Countryside Golf Course in Mundelein.
Okay.
And then there's also a dinner following that, from 6 to 8 at Crossroads of Ivanhoe, this awesome restaurant.
Yeah, is this coming up now or is it already passed?
Yeah, it's August 1st.
Well, how do people get information if they want to come? It's a week away, 2 weeks away.
Yeah, it's pretty close. What did you ask? Sorry, I didn't hear you.
I said, how do people find out more or help out the UP Foundation? What do they do?
They go to the website, www.helpingupfoundation.com.
Helping
Fairly
up.
Straightforward.
Sure. Helpingupfoundation.com, you said, or .org?
.com. Helpingupfoundation.com.
Helpingupfoundation.com. And you said you're about to go off to school, and you're going to play soccer and lacrosse?
Yeah, I am. I actually leave for my first day of soccer tryouts, I believe, August 17th.
Wow, good for you, dude. What are you going to study? Any idea?
I'm either double majoring in international business and Spanish or just majoring and minoring. I know I for sure want to do international business.
Yeah, me too. And look what happened.
Oh,
I ended
yeah.
up on the, ended up doing the Steve Cochran show.
That's not a bad thing.
No, it's not a bad thing. Well, listen, you're an amazing young man, and I'm thrilled to make you a kid of the week this week. And here's what we're going to do. We got a couple things for you. We got a 4-pack of passes to the EAA Air Venture Oshkosh, the world's greatest aviation celebration. This is the biggest deal every summer. Outside of Summerfest in Milwaukee, I don't know that there's a bigger summer party in Wisconsin, right?
I've been to Summerfest before. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so it's July 25th through the 31st, so it's this coming week. And it's the 75th anniversary of Pearl Harbor, so there's some special World War II aircraft there as well. Get event details online at eaa.org/airventure, and we'll give you a four-pack of day passes for that. You can use it with your family. You got a car?
I do.
How about a free oil change at Cassidy Tire and Service Centers?
I would not mind that at all.
There you go. That's a double winner. How about you sleeping all right, dude?
Yeah, I have been.
Yeah, we're going to make you sleep even better. We'll give you a MyPillow from MyPillow.com. And we'll give you an app gift card, and the app gift card is great because then you can go get some new headphones or whatever you want to get at Apt. Using people since 1936. See their store in Glenview or online at abt.com. Also, one last thing, because we're clearing out the prizes for you, buddy. ChevyDriveChicago.com, WJN Radio stainless steel travel mug, and a bag of Papa Nicholas coffee, courtesy of your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealers. You're an inspiring dude, man. Thanks for being you, and continue that as you go off to college, and don't turn into a derelict.
I plan on it.
All right, thanks. Hold on.
Not much chance of that.
No, not with that kid.
No.
It's good advice to end Kid of the Week, though, isn't it? Don't turn into a derelict.
You know what's awesome? The Kids of the Week always, it's not just, well, I play soccer. I play soccer and baseball and this and track.
Where are we going to get a kid that goes, I don't know what I'm going to major in. I plan on taking my first 2 years off until my parents get mad.
The gap years.
Yeah,
5 gap years.
Yeah. Sometime around my junior year when my parents threaten to stop paying for college, I'll declare my major. These guys are amazing. Keep those Kid of the Week submissions coming. Big, small, and in between. We just want to know about good kids doing good stuff. All right, Mary, back to you. By the way, Mary, I was talking about Dave's kids and my kids. Your kids no great shakes either. You know,
hey.
Yeah, no, your kids just as big of failures as our kids are.
Oh, I know. After listening to these, I'm like, well, my son did Relay for Life.
No, we have great kids.
There's
we have
one thing.
Great kids.
We do.
We really do. We're all blessed.
They're not in jail.
Well, that wouldn't be my standard, but that's true as well.